Hebrews chapter 2, we've looked at this a number of months back as we were working our way through Hebrews, and we'll continue to here very shortly. But I just want to read verses 1 through 3 and then focus on a phrase in verse 3. We read, "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him?" I want to focus on that phrase in verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? What we've been listening to are testimonies of the great salvation that we are privileged to enjoy. Think of how great our salvation is. It is great on a number of levels. It's great based on what we were saved from. I mean, think about it. We who are dead in our trespasses and our sins, we're now made alive through Jesus Christ. What a great salvation because of where we've been. Think about how great it is compared to where we shall be. Think about great heaven and how wonderful that will be. Heaven is a wonderful place filled with glory and grace. We'll be able to see our Savior's face when we go to heaven. It's a great salvation, not only based on where we've been and where we'll be, but even now, as we experience the great blessings and the great abundance that God provides. I've heard this evening stories of physical blessing, physical provision. God has blessed us by providing needs in a material sense. And God does provide for those needs. He's promised to. I've heard of stories of how the Lord has provided for spiritual needs. How the Lord has taught you lessons and certain things that you've been struggling with and needing in your life. I've heard of people that have come to know the Lord as their Savior this last year. I've heard of things that God has blessed us with in an abundant way. So what a great salvation that we have, based on where we've been, based on where we'll be, and based on what we have right now. But the thought is, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Think back this last year and think about what we neglected when it comes to our great salvation. When we really reflect on what God has given to us based on where we've been, what God is going to give us based on where we'll be, and what God has presently given us based on our present circumstances, think about what we have neglected concerning our great salvation. As I mentioned this morning, we ought to make some resolutions in our life, dedications of our life, making sure that everything in our heart and everything in our life is according to the will of God, as Stephen was saying. But the most important thing is that we do not neglect this great salvation that God has given to us. Neglect is a very dreadful thing. What happens when you neglect things? Things break down, don't they? What's that? They go to pot. I like how you put that. They go to pot. That's right. When things are neglected, they go to pot, literally. This last year, I had as a goal, when it was warmer, to scrub the outside of our house, the siding. We have a white siding house, and it attracts dirt very easily. And I was desiring to do that, and I even got, you know, like a sprayer to try to attach to the hose to spray off the dirt and the grime. I got some special soap to be able to scrub it down. And I was even thinking of getting a taller ladder because my ladder wouldn't reach as far as I would need to go. Well, I kept putting it off. And finally, it didn't get done. And as I was driving home the other day, I noticed that there's like green algae or mold growing on the side of our house. What happens when you neglect things? They go to pot. If you don't do the things that are needed to be done in the time that they need to be done, things are going to happen. And so it is with our spiritual lives. So it is with this great salvation. Let us not neglect this great salvation that God has given to us. Let us not neglect it because in our heart of hearts it will go down, it will go to pot if we do neglect it. Our hearts and our lives might be attracted by the things of the world if we do not focus fully on the Lord. What are things that we neglect? What are things that we've neglected this last year that we need to remember not to neglect this year? One primary thing I believe that we all tend to neglect is the reading of the Word of God, the reading and the study of God's Word. The Word of God is how He builds houses. That's what we looked at this morning. How does God build a house? He does it through His Word. And if we do not avail ourselves to the Word of God, if we neglect the Word of God this year, we will not be seeing the things in our lives built up the way we desire. We need to let God do His work of building through His precious Word. What He ordained with His Word, He continues to sustain with His Word and maintain with His Word, the written Word. And so we need to not neglect the Word that gives us this great salvation. How much have we neglected God's Word this year? How much other things have preoccupied our time than God's Word? Other things that we've read? Not too long ago, my wife and I went through the, I think it was Walmart or Target up in Indianapolis. We were waiting to pick up the kids for school. And we went into the book section and she asked me, well, is there a magazine that you'd like to get this year for Christmas? And I said, well, the only magazines I've ever really enjoyed besides some, magazines that have some spiritual emphasis have been financial magazines. I enjoy Forbes, I enjoy Smart Money, enjoy different stocks and bond picking magazines and things like that. But I told her, I said, if I start getting back into that, that's all I'll read. I know my weakness. I know the areas of my life that I struggle with. And I realize that as soon as I pick one of those things up, Kiplinger's or any of these things, I'll read and I'll read and I'll read. And you know what? I'm going to neglect God's Word. Perhaps it's in your life the problem of television. Perhaps you use television and neglect the Word of God. Perhaps you use other things, radio or MP3 players or whatever the case may be. What is it in your life that you have been using to neglect God's Word? We must not neglect the great salvation that is shown to us through the Word of God. That is how we grow, through the Word of God. What are some other things that we've neglected this last year? Perhaps a focus. A focus, an intent, impassioned focus upon the Lord and what He has done and what He desires to do. We all have goals. You know, I really appreciated Barbara Summers. She came up to me afterwards and she gave me a really great point. She said that a goal or a resolution without a plan is just a wish. Isn't that true? Very true. She should have been up here at this point. Very true. But so it is with our focus of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a lot of goals, a lot of plans, a lot of desires, a lot of wants. But if we do not have as our focus the Lord, and if we neglect Him, we're going to realize that these spiritual goals that we have in our lives are not going to come to pass. Do not neglect Christ. Do not neglect His Word. Do not neglect prayer. How many times do we neglect prayer? Again, based on whatever time or whatever thing that we are doing, whatever activity it might be. What is it that takes the place of prayer? I've said it many times over the course of the last several months. Can we really sing Sweet Hour of Prayer with a straight face? Let's make it a point this year, at the end of this year, having worked and having practiced and experienced prayer, to be able to sing Sweet Hour of Prayer with a straight face. And with meaning, realizing that we've been able to do that. Doesn't necessarily mean that you do it for 1 hour straight. Perhaps it's going to take 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there. But spending your time with the Lord, don't neglect prayer this year. What about another thing that we might have neglected this last year that includes this salvation, this great salvation, is our fellowship. Don't neglect our fellowship. I know I'm kind of preaching to the choir here, but we have a lot of people not only here, but that come Sunday mornings, that they come, but then they neglect the fellowship. The Lord has given us this place to grow. Not only does He use the Word of God to teach us to grow, but He also uses each other. And as iron sharpens iron, so the countenance of a friend will sharpen your countenance as well. And we need to realize that God has given us a church fellowship and a family. Don't neglect the fellowship of believers. The Bible very clearly teaches that we are not to neglect that fellowship. And yet so many times we do not avail ourselves to that opportunity. And that's what it ought to be, an opportunity. Let's not neglect that. Scripture says and asks this question, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? If we truly believe that salvation is great, and it is great based on where we've been, where we will be, and what we experience now, we will take measures that will prevent us from neglecting these things. Neglecting the Word of God, neglecting our fellowship, neglecting our sole focus of knowing and pleasing the Lord, and neglecting prayer. Let us remember what we've neglected this last year and consider what we need to do to repair that. Let's not make the same mistake twice. Let us remember these things. Let us not neglect so great a salvation, because this year can be one of the greatest years in our lives, in our families, in our church, if we don't neglect so great a salvation. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank You for the great salvation that You have given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You for the wonderful songs and the wonderful praises and testimonies that we have heard here today. And Lord, I ask that You might teach us from Your Word. Teach us not to neglect the great salvation that You have blessed us with, the great salvation that shows to us where we have been, where we will be, and Lord, truly, the blessings and the experiences and the circumstances that we enjoy even now because of the great salvation. Lord, help us not to neglect it, but Lord, help us to pursue it. Help us, Father, to understand those areas in our life that we need to surrender more fully to You so that we won't neglect it. Help us, Lord, to resolve in our hearts and our lives, but most importantly to You, to spend time with You through Your Word, in prayer, through fellowship, keeping Christ as the author and finisher of our faith, looking unto Him every step of the way, keeping Him as our sole focus and sole desire. May we not neglect those things that we've neglected this last year. We pray that this next year might be a glorious year in our lives, in our families, Lord, in our church here at Grace. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.